Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, when you hear the peaceful sounds of Petey Pablo, that means it's time to talk to Nikki Javala. Nikki works for the Washington Post, where she covers the Washington Commanders. What's up, Nick? How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're still in the tent, so you can decide. but what do you make of Martavis Bryant? Obviously the news of the day. Is this news or is this August 13th news?
No, I think it's news considering his story and, you know, what he's been through over the last decade, really. I think it's news, not whether he latches onto the roster and has a significant impact. I don't know that you can really have those expectations quite yet. I mean, right now it's just sort of a chance and see where it goes. But, yeah, I think it's news. He was a notable player in 14, 15, yep. 17, so.
Yeah, to me.
Do you think it's like many people on the stream and social media, they think this is a big deal, is a message being sent to people? Or is this just them saying, let's see if this guy still has it?
I think it's just that. Let's see if this guy has it. I mean, I don't think it's any secret that they need, like, a bigger-bodied receiver, a bigger guy. And Bryson Tremaine, I think, has started to come on in camp. But to have a guy with his size, his catch radius, I mean, why wouldn't you just take a flyer on him, see what he can do? I mean, he got an early glimpse at him while he was on scout team in Dallas, and I think he got, like, an early scout team honor or something from Dallas, like player of the week on scout team. When he was with him. So, he still looks like he can play. I mean, he's 32 at this point, hasn't been in an NFL game in, since 2018, but
that's crazy.
He's dropped close more than 20 pounds, and he still looks like he plays every day.
I thought just looking at him, and perhaps that's overly simplistic, but that's like the first step is looking and seeing if the guy looks the part. He did. And even watching him run a little bit, like run some routes. How about this? I would say generally a guy getting signed on August 13th to a roster has roughly about, we'll be generous here, a 5 to 10% chance of making a roster, of making the final 53. Like it's a long shot when you get signed this time of year. Now, there are, like, positional exceptions or injuries that force stuff. But just in general, you got about a 5 to 10% chance of making the team.
Yeah.
Martavis Bryant feels more 15-ish percent chance of making this team. Does that sound right to you? And what does that say about the receiver group?
Well, I think this was one of the most open positions going into camp. And, like, even now, I think there's four guys, really, five guys, maybe. So there is an open spot or two there. Terry, Jahan, I think Zacchaeus has a good chance of making it. Diami, Luke McCaffrey. So they keep six. There's an open spot. Now, do they go bigger body receiver? Do they go somebody who can double as a returner? That's how the special teams factors in, could, sort of affect his odds there. But then at that point it's more of, do you want to try to get him on the practice squad? Can he clear waivers? And then once he's on the practice squad, he's a free agent, really. Any team can sign him to their active roster at that point. So there's some considerations. I think it's also worth noting that he has been available up until this point and another team hasn't signed him, so maybe they feel like they could get him on practice squad and continue to work with him and see what he has there. And if not, they get some really good defensive work against a bigger receiver. So I don't think there's any downside in taking a chance on him. And if he looks anything close to the receiver he looked like in, you know, 17, fantastic.
Yeah. Nikki, we've watched our receiver position, and we can see guys who seem to be making the plays, and the coaches seem to talk about them a lot. Other guys who we expect to make plays have not been making them. Mm-hmm. Are you think they need to see more, or they should be bringing some other people in here?
It depends on what they're looking for, I guess. I mean, do they need to see, like, Jahan Dotson make, you know, some splashy catches to really know what he can do? I don't know the answer to that, honestly. I don't know exactly what they're looking for. They've kept it pretty close to the vest, but I think they have a good feel of what he can do. I know they certainly have a good feel of what Terry can do, and Terry has made some really strong catches. I think for guys that were more on the ball, guys like Diami, I mean, he really helped himself in this camp. And then there are guys that you could argue probably didn't help himself so much. I would look at, you know, like Emmanuel Forbes. I don't know that last week really helped him. But, you know, it's all sort of relative, I guess. Where do they see him fitting in this defense? Can they find a way to maximize his skill set instead of eating $12 million in dead money? So, you know, I think it's, I hate saying this because it's so vague and boring, but, like, it's kind of all circumstantial with every player.
Totally. I think every player, every situation is unique. And then you go one step further, and, like, for all the consternation, I think largely fan-driven about a guy like Jamin Davis, I think the staff kind of likes Jamin and the different things he can do. And then you add on Jordan McGee just got hurt. And we don't know the severity of it, but I would guess he ain't playing Saturday night in Miami. You know what I mean? Like, that just, like, there's going to be changes throughout this thing that continue to make the rosters just, it's nebulous as we get closer to cutdown day.
Right. And with Jamin, I mean, I thought he showed a lot of good things in that game. You know, the back-to-back tackles he had, I thought, were really strong plays from him. And they're trying to see all that he can do. They've used him at linebacker. They've been trying him more at the edge. They really got him working with Ryan Kerrigan after practice and before practice. And, I mean, the reality is the guy's like a physical freak. You don't find that every day, even in the NFL. We know he didn't have a ton of development in his first few years in the league. He's on an expiring deal now. So you use the season to really see what he can do. I frankly, at this point, I think it kind of makes sense to keep him. I think you can still get something out of him. And if he turns into a player, great. You keep him around. If not, he's a free agent, a former first-round pick. Maybe you get a comp pick in return if he signs elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Specifically back to Bryant, just because I find this fascinating. Do you think he is just this incredibly raw, outrageous talent that even 10 years removed from draft day still warrants this type of discussion? Or do you think this is like the ultimate much ado about nothing? This dude hasn't played in 6 years.
I don't think it's either, really. I don't think you can be super raw and have the college career he did and the three active seasons he did in Pittsburgh. I think had he stayed on like a straight of course, he would have been a really solid receiver for some good time. I mean, I the suspensions obviously ruined everything. So I don't know that he's really super raw even. He's been out of the league for quite some time. I don't know. And, you know, I don't know that the fan controlled league or the XFL and there were limited games there too. So you can't replicate the NFL in that. So it is a good bit of time. And he's a 32-year-old receiver at this point. I also don't think if this is like a total, you know, nothingness. I think from what we showed, and it was very limited. I mean, it was two team reps and really individual reps. Yeah, I mean, he just, I think there's still something there, and it's similar to Jamin. He is sort of the prototype size that you would want in a receiver, so it makes sense to kind of see what he still has. But I don't think this is a total, you know, shot in the dark in this one. I think it's more of can he stay healthy, not just physically, but also mentally, and kind of keep himself on the straight path to be able to be available in the game. Yeah.
Nikki, we always appreciate you, man. Thanks for making time.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
All right, Nick.
That's our friend Nikki Jobvalla. Give her a follow at Nikki Jobvalla on X and Instagram.